Mark Harrietta, narrator.
Blade, The Steel Wings MC Romance by Blair Gray.
But this was only our first date. She trailed off.
We were both silent for a moment, and then she cleared her throat. I feel like I'm talking too much, she admitted. It's been a really long time since I was out on a date.
What made you agree? I asked curiously.
Maybe the fact that you wouldn't get out of the hospital otherwise, and I didn't need everyone thinking that I was causing drama, she suggested. But I could tell that that wasn't it. After a long moment, she sighed and looked away, taking a sip of her wine. We were through most of the bottle now, and I could tell from the flush in her cheeks that she didn't drink very often. She seemed pretty lucid still, though.
I just wanted to have a little fun, she finally admitted. Not that I don't, with the things that I normally do, but I don't know. I guess I've sort of been in a rut lately. It's like I'm doing the same things over and over again. I go to work, I hang out with Rachel and Gavin, I relax around my apartment.
You wanted to have a little fun, did you? I asked teasingly. Memory Improvement for Beginners by Ryan C. Ness.
Brain is the control center of the human body, and as such, it is in charge of ensuring that the lungs are breathing and the heart is also beating, thus allowing you to think, feel, and move. That explains why it is the best idea to keep the brain in peak working conditions. It is important to note that the type of food that you eat plays a very integrated role in ensuring that your brain is healthy. They can also improve certain mental tasks, such as concentrations and memory. Here are some of the foods that can boost your brain. Fatty fish. Fatty fish is always top of the list when people are talking about brain-boosting diet. Fatty fish include sardines, trout, and salmon. Nearly half of that kind of fat is the omega-3 type. The brain needs omega-3 to build the brain and the nerve cells, and the fats are very essential for memory and learning. According to a study that was taken sometime in the past, it was discovered that those who took broiled or baked fish had more gray matter in their brains.
Dead Woman Scorned by Michael Clark.
Annette was now, of course, willing to accept the broken bones that would come with the fall. He knew now that the woman was, of course, the source of the smell, just as the Gottlieb boy had said. It permeated the upstairs, it hung in the air and his clothing, and it was a smell he would never forget, if given the chance. Flies buzzed, landing on him to try the taste of something alive for a change. She was everything Bob Simmons had told him, more even, and it was far too late to appreciate the fat man's warnings. With a flick of her wrist, the rusty blade appeared, and she wasted no time pressing it into his chest, hearing his breath shorten as if wading into a frigid sea. Bennett sensed he was done and turned his head away, determined to let his last thought be of something else, anything else. All he saw was the wallpaper pattern in the hallway as Mildred opened him up one last time.
Archmage by R.A. Salvatore. They were all standing as he neared, close to 50 dwarves, weapons in hands, and all wearing an expression showing that he or she was more than ready to wield a sword or pick, or battle axe.
Far enough,
one barked. Dritzt held up his hand and backed Andahar a couple of short steps. He looked at the group curiously for a few moments, thinking that he recognized more than one. Icewind Dale, he said.
Ah, but it's Dritzt Awarden,
said one, a round-bellied, sturdy fellow Dritzt knew to be Hominy Pessler.
Aye, O House Duerden,
another chimed in unfriendly tones. What? Dritz stammered, and he looked from dwarf to dwarf, noting that few expressions had softened with the recognition. Something was wrong. These dwarves were a long way from home, and this was a sizable fraction of the clan settled under Kelvin's Karn and Icewind Dale. And Stokely Silverstream was not among their ranks.
The Ride of a Lifetime by Robert Iger. In June 2016, I made my 40th trip to China in 18 years. My 11th in the past 6 months. I was there to oversee the final preparations before opening the Shanghai Disneyland. I'd been CEO of the Walt Disney Company for 11 years at that point, and my plan was to open Shanghai and then retire. It had been a thrilling run, and the creation of this park was the biggest accomplishment of my career. It felt like the right time to move on, but life doesn't always go the way you expect it will. Things happen that you can't possibly anticipate. The fact that I'm still running the company as I write this is a testament to that.
much more profoundly, so are the events of that week in Shanghai. We were opening the park on Thursday, June 16th. That Monday, the first wave of VIPs was scheduled to arrive. Disney board members and key executives and their families, creative partners, investors, and Wall Street analysts. There was a huge international media contingent already there, and more coming in. I'd been in Shanghai for 2 weeks and was running on adrenaline. Since my first location scouting trip to China in 1998, I was the only person who had been involved in the project from day one, and I couldn't wait to show it to the world.